The rains just continue to hold back harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Just when our state's farmers were getting somewhat dried out, here come those rains again. Scattered showers yesterday across the state have put combines idle for all of the major row crops, and unfortunately, it comes at a time when, for the most part, farmers are seeing some of the best yields in years, at least for corn and soybeans.
It's the best corn that I've ever had, and making about a third more silage than any I've ever chopped, and I thought I've had some good crops, but this is really a good one.
Best crop you've ever had?
The best crop we've ever had. Yes, it is.
Dairy farmer David Mitchell of Granger County, and just like all farmers, he's seen one of his best corn crops, but getting it out of the field has been the challenge.
We've been wet. Not wet like Middle Tennessee's getting it right now, not like West Tennessee was early, but we've had more than enough rain. We've got right now, it's been wet. This corn should have been chopped 2 weeks ago.
In Dyer County, row crop producer Malcolm Birchville says last week's sunshine was good, but for most farmers, they only had 2 to 3 days of field work because they were still wet from the heavy rains from the week before. And now he's waiting again.
The ground is, after that inch we got today, the ground is going to be awful wet, and it'll take probably a couple of days of sunshine and a little wind to dry out the beans enough to, and the corn to start back on them.
But the forecast still calling for more rain on Friday and Saturday, and there are concerns rising over the quality of the crops starting to deteriorate in the field. So far, farmers still way behind average on harvest of corn, soybeans, and cotton. Hopefully more sunshine on the way. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.